we're together again. And what a goal. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. Now we're together again, just praising the Lord. Amen? Are you here to praise the Lord? Well, let's just sing it to Him then. How about that? We're together again. Now, just praising the Lord. We're together again. In one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. Sing it to Him. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. In one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. Let's clap it to Him. Happy tonight? One more time. I'm happy. I'm back together with you. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. In one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. Let's sing it one more time. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. Together again, in what a pour. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Let's give Him a big hand. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you tonight? How happy are you? We got a lot of clapping to get caught up on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. Clap it to Him again. You know something good's going to happen. Because we're going to hear the Word. One more time. Again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Let's thank you one more time. Don't that just feel good? You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm happy to be back in the house of the Lord tonight with you all. This is Brother Sammy and I was back there. We're just talking about, we missed you.
Amen.
A lot. We missed being with you in the fellowship, but I know you've been fellowshipping around the Word.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. He said amen too. Praise the Lord. It really is. It's wonderful to be back and to see you. And we did miss you while we were gone. I pray the Lord give you a wonderful holiday with your family and give you a safe trip back and to be here with us again. And how many give your present to the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. Was it the best present you ever give?
Amen.
Amen. You can never outgive the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The more that you give to Him, the more that He gives back to you. And there's just something special when you set everything aside and just focus on Him.
Amen.
We do it every single day. We should, every day.
Yes.
Is that we're in the Word. We read our Bible. When we pray and we speak to Him constantly. But when you make a sacrifice to give Him something special,
yes,
He gives it all back to you. There's just nothing like it. He'll just give anything that you give to Him. He'll take it. And He loves it. And I know that it was a very special time for each of you. For sure, it was the best gift that you give all Christmas. I can guarantee you that.
Amen.
Amen. Did you know that God wanted fellowship so bad one time that He took a prophet of God and He set him aside for 3 years and 6 months?
Yeah.
Can you imagine fellowshipping with the Lord for 3 years and 6 months?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to be on one of them fellowships.
Amen.
One of these days we're going to be.
Amen.
We're going to be in a fellowship like that because we're going to be at that great wedding supper. And we know that that's soon approaching.
Amen.
But we thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to come together again, to be hearing, to fellowship with Him and to be here. And I was thinking about this weekend that listening when the last time that we were together is the message that we heard. The invisible union of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what that message means, the invisible. You know what invisible means? Can't see Him. Can't see Him. What's union? It's come together. So we don't see Him, but guess what? The bride of Christ is coming together right now around the world.
Amen.
That we're together with the bride around the world. The invisible union.
Amen.
We believe, as we know, we've talked about, as Brother Branham said, this living Word, that what He spoke back there is speaking and it's happening right now with us today.
Amen.
That He was so pleased to be able to, that they had the telephone hooked up. And He said, I'm speaking to Phoenix. He says, I'm speaking to Prescott. He said, I'm speaking down to Florida, to New York. The same thing is happening today.
Amen.
The bride of Christ at the same time, uniting all around the world, listening to the message all at the same time.
Amen.
God knew in this end time that we had to have this message and the stored up food, that it brings the invisible union, although that we can't see that bride, bringing us all together.
Yeah.
I believe it's this day, this scripture is being fulfilled before our very eyes.
Amen.
Brother Branham said that we have to have faith to believe it.
Yeah.
And that's what brings us here. We have to apply that faith. And it's so hard on that invisible union, what he was trying to tell us, to come and put that faith. He says that we are part of that elected lady.
Amen.
He says, which was the bride of Jesus Christ.
And I was telling the brothers back there something Brother Branham said. He says, we wear the wedding band of predestination.
Amen.
What that means to the bride of Jesus Christ, predestinated before the foundation of the world, means that we were royal seeds before a universe, before there was anything. That He knew us, knew who we were, and that we were in Him. No wonder we get excited, that we recognize who that we are.
Amen.
And He says, when that bride recognizes who that they are, then they put that faith into action.
Amen.
Then anything that we ask in Father's name, if we believe it, that we can have it.
Amen.
And that's why we're moving in that direction to go. It's just so hard. We keep looking at ourselves. We just look at who that we are. And we stop looking at Calvary. You got to stop looking at who you are. You just got to look to Calvary.
Amen.
Everything that we've said over and over, what you are, how rotten you are, how terrible you are, and how much of a miserable failure you are, it's all true. And it means nothing.
Amen.
He says, because you're justified before the foundation of the world. It doesn't matter.
The Lord.
I love that. Let's say justified.
Justified.
Before the foundation of the world.
Can be seated.
He says, we're justified because we've been washed with the Word by the blood of Christ. And when you look at that and recognize it, and he says, that's that seed word that goes forward. And he says, once that you've planted it there, and he said, it's important. He said, God wants to know, what is your motive and objective? He says, when you want healing in your body, when you want salvation, whatever you want, he says, what's your motive and objective? God cares about that. He wants to know. He says, you check that and see what it is. It's to glorify Him.
Amen.
What it's all about. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to be healthy to serve you. I have nothing else I want to do. There's no other contentment in this world. We have no love for this world. We're not part of this world. The world's all out partying tonight, like Brother Ram said, and getting drunk and turning a new leaf. And they're all going listening to Joel Osteen or somebody. Everything's good. Love one another. It's good. Do whatever you want to. It's all good. We've got the Word. I didn't mean that against our brother Joel Osteen, but he just ain't got what we got.
Amen.
I can't help it that he's got what he's got and we got what we got.
Amen.
And I got a revelation.
Amen.
God sent a prophet and He chose me before the foundation of the world. I can hear it.
Yeah.
My name was written on the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm divorced from who I was, what I was, everything else. And it doesn't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter what you see, it's what He sees.
Amen.
A royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
And they don't have no idea what we're talking about.
Amen.
They live in just a fantasy world that's out there. I want to ask you something. How many people in this audience knows, without a shadow of a doubt, you've been healed? One time or another, and you're like, now keep your hands up. Look at your hands. You have been healed.
Amen.
We have heard, but now we see.
Amen.
We've heard how the Word heals. Now you see.
Amen.
It's a living Word.
Amen.
Living tonight in the bride of Jesus Christ. He's raised the dead. He's mended families. He's healed of cancer. He's done everything. It's a living Word.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to hear tonight. Raise your, lower your hands, that it is so wonderful when you look. That's a testimony. It's like, oh yes, yeah, I've been healed. I've been healed.
Yeah.
I've been healed. God's healed me. How many times has he healed you that you didn't even know it?
Yeah.
It's sometimes that simplicity of what it is. It's the simple things that sometimes in life, as Brother Branham said, you made a left-hand turn, you're supposed to make a right-hand turn. That didn't happen by mistake. Brother Branham said that the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of God.
Amen.
Nothing happens by mistake. It's predestinated before the foundation of the world. He's got His eye on you. He's watching what you're doing. If you get sick, He knows. He knows that you'll rise above it too. He says when you plant that seed that's in there, when we ask by faith and that we believe, He says you plant that seed and He says that we hold on. He says we watch with patience the promise of God to take place. We do live in that time. We want everything right now. God don't work that way. And it's usually in the simplicity time we don't even know. As Brother Ram said, sometimes he said, now when I leave this town, he says, you ministers, you're going to hear people that come up and saying, I'm healed.
Amen.
He says it'd be weeks and weeks later on. And that's the way God does. He's going to teach us patience to wait.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to be so careful for what we do is even now. Is we thank God for what He's given us. And with patience that we're going forward. Lord, we want You to come. We're waiting with patience. But to do everything that we can to prepare ourselves for the bride of Jesus Christ. Because He is coming for His bride really, really soon. We believe that with all of our hearts. And He's given us this opportunity once again to come together and to worship Him. And you know, Brother Ram says that they do. They take and put a new leaf on life. He says, that's what they do is, okay, tomorrow I'm going to quit smoking. Tomorrow I'm going to quit drinking. He goes, that's not a Christian. What we just want is, Lord, I want to be more like You. I just want to be more like You, Lord Jesus. Whatever it is, I've heard it and I've seen it. And that same God that was here over 50 years ago that spoke squirrels into existence, He's here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. That's something, as Brother Branham said, that if we could just open up our eyes as many times as people asked before, as maybe I didn't. Some people said they saw a light, that they seen this, and I didn't see that. Does that mean I'm not spiritual or didn't catch it? No, that don't mean nothing. It just means that somebody did and you didn't, but it is by faith that we believe it. If we could open up our eyes right now, you would see Him right here, right now.
Amen.
You would see that pillar of fire because He's right here in this room right now.
Amen.
The same one that talked to Paul that he saw is here right now.
Amen.
The same one that took the children of Israel, He's here right now.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
We got His picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see what God looks like? Just look at it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You can see it. That's something. The world don't even know what we know, what we see, and what we're privileged to. And we have it as many times as I've told you before, is that Satan always beats us down that you don't have the faith to accept that. Whether it be your healing or whatever that it would be or whatever that you have need of. Look at what we've been witnesses to. Like you all raised your hands. Look at the healings that we've seen. We've seen people raised from the dead.
Amen.
In our day, in our time.
Yeah.
He says, now we have heard, but we've seen it. He's here right now.
Amen.
And that you have the faith that anything that you have need of, you can have it. And we've proved it once again is that where is your faith that you have for your salvation. There's nothing that can stray you from this message. Nothing that can take it away from you.
Amen.
That you know and you're anchored down that you're a royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
He says, now if you can take that faith and put it in the right channel.
Yeah.
And the channel is tonight is if that prophet of God says, lay hands on one another and pray for one another. Believe it, what you're asking for. He said, put that faith, the faith that you got for your salvation, the same faith that you got for your husband, your wife, your children, your grandchildren. the lost ones that looks like that they're lost, you put that same faith to work in anything you want to have or have need of, amen. God is going to give it to you tonight. Amen. You believe that? Amen. How wonderful is that? He said that's faith into action. We put it into action. And so that's what we want to do tonight, that the Lord's given us this time to come together in another year. It's unbelievable that we're moving into 2016. It's later than we think. It's right on the threshold. And that's what we want to come together tonight, is to more dedicate ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we want to be more like You, closer to You. Take all the things of the world, Lord. Take it away from me. Anything that's not like You. That's what we're here for tonight, Lord, is to be closer to You. Grant it, Lord Jesus, we pray. We ask You now, if You just stand, we want to invite Him to come and to be with us tonight. We want to welcome Him tonight as we bow our heads. And we thank Him for His grace and mercy. And as we know, each time we know that He's here because we've brought Him with us. How wonderful it is that no matter where we go, to think that He's right there with us. That He promised to never leave us or to forsake us and to be with us. And then He gave us stored up food. Hallelujah. So we'll have something to feed upon.
Amen.
He says, when I'm a long way away, You'll come back to these tapes.
Amen.
Prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes tonight.
Amen.
He knew that we'd have to have the stored up food.
Amen.
If you don't eat every single day, you're going to die. You're just going to die. Naturally, you've got to have it. You've got to have food to live. Spiritually, we have to have spiritual food every day. With no leaven in it, no nothing in it, just the pure, unadulterated Word of God. Not the filler that's out in the world, not all that. They have nothing to give to us. That's a bunch of fast food full of garbage.
Amen.
But what we have is the pure Word. We're here tonight to feast upon it, Lord. We're here tonight just to worship You, Lord, and to reconsecrate our lives before You, Lord. That's what I'm here for tonight, Lord. To rededicate my life to You anew, Lord Jesus. That this coming year, Lord, that I'll be more like You, Lord. I'll go out into the highways and byways and, Lord, try to find that last one. I want to do everything that I can. You've given me the gift of eternal life. Lord, I want to do something for You. And I thank You for giving Him that gift that You gave Him during Christmas.
Yes, Lord.
I know it meant everything to Him. He loves to spend time with You. And we want to give Him all of our time.
Yes.
Just put everything aside. It doesn't matter. Nothing's important. Children, nothing. Our house or car, or nothing, it means nothing. Only eternity with Him. That's all that matters.
Amen.
We just want to invite You tonight, Lord Jesus, to come and to be with us. Open up our hearts to hear Your Word and to worship You, Lord. And Father, we have prayer requests that's come in. We have one for Brother Charlie Sanger that is in the hospital. We have a family that for their marriage, they're asking for children. I mean, that's a noble thing to ask for. And I know there's others here that's anchored that and put it down. It's a seed.
Amen.
And it has to grow. Because it's the Word and it will not fail.
Amen.
Whatever we have need of, He's going to do it.
Amen.
Give us patience, Lord. Just to wait upon You, Lord.
Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord, we want to be like Job. We're going nowhere.
Amen.
We're going nowhere.
Amen.
Be like Peter. Why don't you leave like everybody else? You've got the words of eternal life, Father.
Amen.
And we claim it tonight, Lord Jesus. And if you have a special need upon your heart tonight, just raise your hand to Him and say, Lord, do You know what my need is? Give it to me, Lord. Now I'm believing. I'm coming before Your throne, Lord. And I'm believing what I'm asking for.
Yes.
I'm going to receive it. And there's no turning back.
Amen.
And let us just touch Him now as He comes by. As we sing our little worship song to reach out and touch the Lord as He comes by. For we know that He's here moving in and out because that's His promise that He said He would do. And His word cannot fail. So let's just sing it to Him. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is to call upon Your name, Jehovah Jireh. Father, You are the great provider, Lord Jesus. We love You and we thank You, Lord, for all Your grace and Your mercy and love to us, Lord. Father, we thank You for the bride of Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank You for Calvary, Lord Jesus. And we thank You that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord Jesus. How great Thou art, Lord, that, Father, that we are Your predestinated seed and that we were in You before the foundation of the world. Lord, we love You for it and we thank You for it, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we can come boldly before Your throne, Lord, holding up that sacrifice, Lord, that before You, asking You to meet our petition, Lord Jesus. Because You told us we have not because we ask not, Lord. And Father, we come before You with our needs. And truly, we are needy people, Lord, but You are the great I Am. You are the great provider, Lord Jesus. And Father, we ask that You would meet each and every need, every request of Your children everywhere around the world, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we come on this very special night, as we approach a new year, Lord, Lord, it just doesn't seem possible that we're here and it's entering in 2016, Lord. But Lord, it's the same word, the same message. And Lord, if You don't come for 1,000 years, it'll still be the same word, the same message, and the same prophet of God, Lord. Father, we believe it with all of our hearts, Lord. But Father, we know that You're coming soon for Your bride. We see the word being fulfilled, Lord. And Father, as we raised our hands tonight, knowing that, Lord, in our very midst, that, Lord, You've healed our bodies, Lord. You've raised the dead. You've mended the families, Lord. You've healed the cancer, Lord. You've done so many things that, Lord, You're here. We have heard, but now we see, Lord. We've heard the message about Malachi 4, but now we see, Lord Jesus. We see that You are the resurrected Jesus Christ living amongst Your people. You have become and living in flesh before us, Lord Jesus. We believe it with all of our heart, Lord. We accept Your word, Lord Jesus. We accept who we are, Lord. And we just ask that You'll be with us, Lord. That, Father, this coming year, can we be more like You, Lord Jesus? More consecrated to You. Our lives more consecrated to You, Lord. Take away all the things that so easily beset us, Lord, that forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings and our trespasses throughout the year, Lord. But Lord, let us look to You. Father, we want to be more like You, Lord Jesus. Let the world see You living through us, Lord. Truly, that's the desire of our heart, Lord Jesus, just to be more like You. And Father, as we drive the stake down to the request that we've had, Lord, we know that You're going to meet them, Lord. For You promised if 2 or 3 were gathered together in Your name, You would be in their midst. And Lord, we know that You're here. And we want You, Lord, to be welcome with us, Lord, as we worship You tonight. Open up our hearts to hear Your word, Lord Jesus. Anoint us, Lord. We know that word is, Lord, anoint us. Every word may go deep in our heart, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We take this service now and we commit it into Your hands, Lord. Welcome and to be with us, Lord. We love You. And we all say, amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes. One more time. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.